I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Todd Hatton and by Kathy Hodge from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
Hey, thanks, Austin. Kathy, introduce us to the little gentleman that is sitting on my lap right now.
Well, I think he's a future broadcaster, don't you? We brought Chester today. Chester was a little stray dog, actually, out in the county. Nobody has come forward to claim him, and we think he's certainly got a whole lot of black lab in him, if not 100% black lab. He's really a handsome fella. He's about 12 weeks old, probably. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been around people a whole lot. But he's just a little shy. But I think he could well become a 60, 70-pound lap dog.
Yeah,
because he's enjoying people, and he met a lot of folks at the station today. He met folks at the office this morning before he came, and he warms up real quickly. And I guess the good part is he's treat motivated, so that makes life a lot easier.
I have yet to meet the dog that isn't.
Oh, they're few and far between, and they are more of a handful for sure.
But he seems, well, a little tired actually right now, yawning like that. Mm-hmm. But, he just seems not only shy, but he kind of warms up, he seems
absolutely.
Very sedate, very calm.
I think he is. I mean, I'm sure he'll have his moments, but I think his general nature is going to be sort of a hang around, see what's going on, sort of laid back dog. I think that's going to be his nature.
A bit closer to the black lab.
Yes,
kind of.
Yes. Yeah, and he is very handsome.
Oh, yes. Quite a striking little, and he's got webbed feet, just like a lab.
Yep,
so
absolutely. And his face shape, if you check out the photos on the station's Facebook page, I'm sure you'll be able to see his face shape is very lab-like.
Oh, yes. That leads me to ask, you have a, just in case, because we've got Matt Markgraf, our web guy, who is fluttering around here taking pictures of everything. There's a picture event coming up this Saturday.
There is. We're looking forward to it. It's one of our favorite events of the year. Mm-hmm. We have photos with Santa Claus on Saturday. We'll be at the Week Center on Poplar Street in Murray from 11 to 4. And we invite folks to bring their pets in. We've had birds and chickens and lots and lots, as you would expect, of cats and dogs, even a miniature horse one time. So we're flexible. Pets are pets. So, but we have this wonderful Santa Clauses that love the animals, love to work with them. We're glad to have people in the pictures as well, or people only. We don't discriminate, so everybody's welcome. For a $10 donation to the Humane Society, you get a 4x6 photo that we print out and frame while you're there. And then you're welcome, if you do the donation, you're welcome to bring your own camera and take pictures as you would like as well. Mm-hmm. Lots of folks like to put it up on their Facebook pages or Twitter, or use it to do a Christmas card. That's always fun too. We had a person year before last, I guess, who came in and had multiple dogs and had all their dogs' photos made with Santa and everything. And by Tuesday after Saturday, she had delivered the Christmas card to the office so we could see it. So sometimes I forget how quickly the production of Christmas cards can happen if you want to. So there's lots of opportunities there, if you'd like to do something other than just come get your 4x6 free photo. We have just such a good time. I mean, everybody that works the event obviously loves animals, or they wouldn't be there. We love it when we have past animals that we've had in our foster program that have gotten adopted. Of course, we just eat that up, when they come in to get their photos made with Santa, and we get to see how they've grown up. But it's a nice event. We have a good time, and everybody's welcome. No need to make an appointment. They move things along, fairly quickly, and we also will have our calendars for sale, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been saying they'd like to pick up a calendar, and that'll be a convenient time to do so from, 11 to 4, like I said, on Saturday. Although I may just have to leave Chester here with you, Todd, since he's settling in his lap and got his chin up on his knee and thinking this would be a pretty good place to spend the rest of the day, I think.
Or the next 20, 30 years.
Uh-huh. Maybe so.
But now, as we know, a lot of people sometimes give pets for the holidays, which can be problematic, especially if you have not put the requisite amount of thought.
Yeah, I think that's the key.
Right.
We've had folks that have been thinking about it for a year, you mm-hmm. know, thinking about how old are my kids or how much time are they, you know, personally going to be able to spend at home with a dog. And, you know, they've plotted and planned and thought and been watching for just the right dog, you know. And then certainly if that kind of work and consideration has gone into it, that it's not going to matter whether they adopt on 4th of July or Christmas Day. It's going to be just fine. But it's really easy to get caught up in just the emotion of thinking, my kids are like 10 and 12, and it would be great, and I think I'll just get a puppy. And you forget that they are 10 and 12, you know, and they're going to get a million other presents on Christmas, and the family's going to be in, and everybody's going to be running in and out the door, and the puppy's going to, you know, may or may not get lost in the shuffle just because it's a different time of year than normal, and your schedule is completely different than usual. So we really encourage people, and let me back up a little too. I think as the kids get older, it's a lot of fun to involve them in the selection of a puppy.
Yeah.
And so we really encourage people that haven't maybe thought it all out as much as they would like it yet and want to include getting a puppy in the course of the holidays to maybe do go ahead and buy a bed and a crate and all the paraphernalia that needs to go along with getting a new dog and do all of that and put a stuffed animal in it and give that for the Christmas present and then say, and now we're going to go pick the puppy that goes in this and, you know, is going to be part of our family and involve the kids in that adventure. Because
that's a really good idea.
It's so much fun. I mean, the people that bring their kids in to pick out an animal, the older ones, now the little ones don't quite get it, you know, but the older kids really do enjoy that. And I think you can involve them in the fact that every dog is not the right dog for their household and start them out early, you know, understanding that there's a perfect match for their household out there. And then they'll remember that when they get older and they're picking out dogs for their own families and their own households. We did have a family who adopted a puppy closer to Thanksgiving, and then their Christmas present is obedience classes that the kids are going to go to with the puppy. And she's the mom is just so excited. She just can't wait to tell them, you know, when they're going to get to go and when the first class is and everything. And her kids are, I think, 12 and 13.
Well, it really brings the kids into the process of raising the puppy.
Absolutely. And it's a bonding time, you know, for them. So there's lots of ways to do it without actually having the dog there on Christmas morning under the tree in the midst of all the craziness, you know, that's just a natural part of the holiday.
Well, that leads me to wonder. I mean, this is there's a lot going on this time of year. Say you have a new dog, a new cat, a new pet in the household. Mm-hmm. Are there any steps a person should take to kind of pet-proof the house during the holidays?
Well, just watching, you know, having somebody watching the dog all the time is huge. No one person can, obviously, but if you can designate someone to be sure, you know, for this hour, it's your job to keep the puppy out of the Christmas presents or keep them from eating the chocolate candy or whatever is going to keep them from running out the door with the grandparents. And then if you've crate trained your dog, you can move that crate right into the middle of the room, you know, while everybody's doing all their stuff and the puppy's right there amongst it. But the puppy's not in the middle of it in terms of causing, you know, more havoc, you know, within all the fun that's going on already. So I think just being really aware is huge. And it's hard to do. That's the reason it's, I think, a little more difficult to have them around at the holidays at the very beginning, because once you've had a puppy around for a little while, it becomes second nature, just like it does with having kids. You've got one eye to whatever it is you're doing and another eye and ear to the puppy. Where's the puppy? What's it doing? Is it in anything? Is it in any trouble? Do I really put it in the crate right now? Maybe I should, you know? And so you're thinking all of that. But when you first get it, you don't know all those things. Yeah. And then some common things, just like, you know, really be aware of the cords. You know, if you've got a puppy that's in the chewing stages and you have so many different cords and things around, usually with decorations that are not normally there, you know, to be real mindful of them with the cords and the decorations, because everything looks like a toy to a puppy,
right?
You know, and obviously we know that's not the case.
But, yeah.
And one thing to be mindful of too, just in the holidays with any of your dogs, is really watching and keeping tabs on them so they're not running out the door unattended with someone. We, after every holiday, I mean, the folks who are in the immediate area know that we have a lost and found reporting process that we do, trying to get animals back to their homes when we put out alerts. And right after, I can just count on the day after Christmas, spending an hour or two at the computer, you know, putting out lost and found alerts. Yeah. Same thing after Thanksgiving. I always feel so sad and worry about the dogs that are taken to grandma's house or the aunt's house or something for a meal, and they take the dog with them, and the dog runs out the door, gets lost, and has no bearing whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, they've never been there before. They don't have any idea where they are or how to get back home. Those are the ones that just really tug at your heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
So being really careful about that and being absolutely sure that you have an updated ID tag on your dog and an updated microchip in your dog in case they lose that collar,
right.
Is just don't enter into these holidays without those things because it just tears you up, you know, when one of your animals gets away from you, and particularly in a place that is not your normal situation, you know, where
right.
they're comfortable and they would sort of know where to come back to.
Well, and of course, it goes without saying that table scraps
is
not a good idea.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm surprised at how many dogs I'll hear or hear people. Well, the holiday evening or a holiday weekend, since it falls, I guess, on Thursday this year, a holiday weekend is not when you want to make a vet visit.
No.
It's not in your schedule. It's not in your budget. The vet would rather stay home and eat his turkey, not come in and take care of your dog. I mean, it's just it's a rough time to have something go wrong with your animal. And it's so easy for them to get into, say, if you cook and you've got, you know, grease and things like that around that you normally wouldn't have, a dog just thinks that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never, I don't think we've ever passed a holiday that someone didn't call and say or tell us about somebody that had to take their dog into his emergency, either from having a bone, you know, a chicken bone or a turkey bone or something that got choked on, or grease, and pancreatitis is a terrible thing for a dog to have. And they're more inclined to get into that kind of thing than cats are. You need to be mindful of the strings and the tinsel, if you use tinsel and things like that with the cats, because they think it is a toy, and they think it is, and then they decide to eat it, and then that causes digestive problems, you know, for the cats. So they're more likely to get into something like that than the dogs are. So just, you just have to sort of have yourself on alert, you know, in a totally different way when you've got a pet around.
Especially when they give you that look.
Oh, yes.
Please.
It's like, please, can I have some of this? And then you're busy cooking, and, you know, and you set something down on the porch, you know, out on the porch to cool off, and the next thing you know, it's not there, or only half of it's there. And those are scary things.
Yeah.
You know, they're really frightening. So, and I think it's another reason in our minds to crate train a dog, because then they look at that as their little den, you know, their place to go have a nap while everybody else is acting silly and crazy. And then they can go have a nap and calm down and just have a little quiet time to, you know, come back out and play again. And then that helps you, because then you're not worried the entire time thinking, what are they going to get into? Who's going to let them out? One thing, too, you've got lots of visitors usually in your household around Christmas that aren't folks that are maybe normally around your animals and may not even be animal people particularly.
Right.
And they may have no idea that it's not a good idea to give the dogs the grapes off of the fruit tray or the chocolate off of the, you know, off of the candy tray. And so it's, in a nice way, you know, really need to sort of say, you know, here's the house rules about our dog. You know, we don't feed anything off the table, but here's some treats. So if you want to give it something, here's some treats, you know, feel free. But don't give them anything off the table, because it's not just their waste we're looking at. You know, it's also a dangerous thing that can happen. So, and reminding everybody that your dog doesn't run outside unattended. So, you know, be very careful and don't let him out the door, even though he sits there looking pitiful like he wants to go out with you.
So the name of the game is resist the pitiful looks.
Pretty much.
And don't be afraid to put the dog in the crate while you're getting things taken care of.
Absolutely. Then bring him out and just play to your heart's content.
And on this Saturday, head over to the Week Center and get your picture taken with Santa Claus.
We hope you will. And our pet calendar is going to be there for sale as well on Saturday. And it's beautiful. And if you're a pet lover or have people on your gift list who are pet lovers, it makes a wonderful little gift. So they're $10, and we'll have have those there Saturday as well.
That sounds fantastic. Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing Chester.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get him out of here. He's sound asleep in your lap now.
Oh, boy. Well, back to you, Austin.
Thanks, Todd. You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.